This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. That guest is Rick Schumacher. He's the CEO and president of Pressure Bioscience, Inc. Well, they trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol PBIO. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Everett, I really appreciate you having me back. Thank you.
You know, PBIO has made terrific progress and announced a number of significant accomplishments since the last time you were on the show in October. I would love to hear about those successes. Like on November 1st, maybe we could talk about that one. You established a center of excellence in China. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
We did. China, of course, is a very large market. They have a very progressive biotechnology and bioscience industry there, and they're certainly movers and shakers. Dr. Tianan Gao, he's an MD, PhD. He worked with Dr. Rudy Ebersold in Switzerland for a number of years. Dr. Ebersold is generally considered the number one protein expert in the world by so many people. Dr. Gao worked with him for 5 years, went back to China, and he's at a world-renowned institute called the Westlake Institute for Advanced Study in China, and he has been using our equipment now for the 5 years he was with Dr. Ebersold. He purchased three of our instruments and set up a lab. We've named him our first center of excellence in the world. He's a center of excellence in China. I should say first center of excellence in Asia. So in China, he has agreed to bring in people from throughout China that are interested in our technology and to show them how it works, to go through the whole process and why he's so much behind pressure cycling technology, our patented method for breaking open cells, which is so crucial for all the new generation of discoveries that we're going to make. It's going to come by breaking open the cells, cancer, normal cells, human, animal, plant, and getting out all the DNA, RNA, protein to be studied. And we do it in a much better way, we believe, than what's out there. And Dr. Gao agrees with us. So we're very happy to have him on board as a head of our Center of Excellence in China.
Well, you guys must be doing something right, Rick, because you guys sold more machines in the third quarter. Matter of fact, the third quarter was a record quarter financial results for you guys. Can you recap the strong third quarter, where it came from, and give us guidance for the fourth quarter of 2017 and also the fiscal year of 2018, if you could?
The third quarter of 2017 was our all-time record by far. Our revenue increased 21% just in that quarter alone. Our products and services, which is what we mainly sell, instruments and consumables, that also increased 21%. But our consumables themselves, the products and consumables together were 21%, but just the consumables were increased by 158%. So our instruments are selling, but what's also important is that the consumables, the razor blades, one thing to sell the razor, but you got to sell the razor blades. So this was by far the largest increase we've ever had year over year on consumables, going up 158%. And for the year, for the 9 months through September 30th, our sales increased 12% throughout the year, and our instruments increased also 12%, and our consumables for the first 9 months of last year increased 34%. We did give guidance that the fourth quarter we felt would be a record quarter for the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter is usually our weakest quarter of the year because of the holidays, but we gave guidance when we gave the results in the middle of November that we felt the fourth quarter of 2017 was going to be a very strong quarter for a fourth quarter, probably as strong as many non-fourth quarters. And we also said that because we've hired new salespeople, we now have a sales team, we have people in the field, that we felt 2018 was going to be a banner year for us. We felt that although we've been historically increasing sales 20, 25, 30%, we thought it should be higher in 2018 because we now have not just one person in the field, But we have four people in the field and a part-time person. So we're very excited about how we ended the year, Everett, and we're even more excited about what this year brings to us.
Well, let's talk about the fiscal year of 2018. I know that you can't give us any future projections, but how are you feeling coming out of the gate already, 30 days almost into the new year?
I'm feeling very good. I can't give you projections, but I can tell you that we went out on the cliff and said we're going to have a much better year in terms of increase in sales than we've had in the past few years. We still believe that. We've had the best January we've ever had in terms of purchase orders coming in or interests from different groups. So a lot of things are coming together. Every company looks for that inflection point. We believe that we've probably finally hit it. Everything seems to be coming together for us. A new sales team, a brand new instrument, new customers around the world that are very supportive of us. So you put all this together, and it's going to make for one exciting year, we believe.
You know, the last 30 days, you've been really, really busy. I wanted to bring my listeners up to date. On December 13th, you guys announced the acquisition of all the assets of Barrowfold Corporation. Barrowfold was once a major worldwide player in the offering of products and services in the area of using pressure to enhance the development of protein drugs. They also had some well-known multi-billion-dollar biopharma customers, and you guys, which is quite impressive. They also have a quite impressive intellectual property. Would you guys own all those assets now? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, we announced the acquisition on the 13th, and later, about a week later or so, we announced what we paid for it. This is a company that I've stood back and really appreciated as a competitor and a person, a colleague in the business of using pressure to help make drugs and help make vaccines better over the years. They raised many, many, many tens of millions of dollars, and they put about, to their own words, about $25 million into their intellectual property estate. We were able to purchase the assets, which include all of the intellectual property, some of the equipment they've built, all of their customer list, et cetera, for $150,000 cash and 150,000 shares of stock in our company. So we feel we got an extremely good deal. We feel that the shareholders of Barrowfold got a good deal because we have the ability, we believe, to take it to the next level. Kyle Lefkoff, who is the chairman of the board of Barrowfold, in a conference call that we had on December 20th, which is, by the way, is on our website. Your listeners can go to our website and find that conference call. There's an audio, and they can listen for 1 hour, and they can hear Mr. Lefkoff, who is chairman of the board, talk. They can also listen to Matthew Seifeld, Dr. Seifeld, who was the founder and chief scientific officer, on why they felt selling to us was important for their shareholders. We now have additional patents in the area of using pressure to make drugs and diagnostic tests better. We now we can use all of their intellectual property. It works on our equipment. We don't have to build anything new. We don't have to modify anything. Their customer base, which was very small, is our customer base, which is very big compared to theirs. So we now can bring their technology. Their technology basically is a way of making proteins better, making protein drugs better. And there are multiple biopharma companies around the world that are making protein drugs. And we believe, as did Barrowfold, that using their pressure technology, they can make these protein drugs better. And so we've opened up a whole new business unit for Pressure Biosciences, and it supplements our existing. It gives us 8 more patents and extends some of our patent reach for another 10 or 12 years. All of that for $150,000 cash and 150,000 shares. We're just tickled pink we got it. Very good rapport with these guys, and we're excited about what that's going to bring to our company in 2018.
It sounds like you guys got a really exceptional, great deal with just, you know, your own market cap's only a little bit under $4 million. Your stock price is very undervalued at around $3.34, $3.35. My guest today is Rick Schumacher. He's the CEO and president of Pressure Biosciences, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol PBIO. On December 20th, you guys announced a significant software upgrade for your flagship BioCycler Extreme instrument. It sounds like a significant accomplishment. What is it exactly?
So we developed a whole new instrument. We've been selling the same instrument for about 7 years, and it was run by a microprocessor. It was developed 10 years ago. And we modified this. We developed a whole new instrument that's now computer controlled. And it's got a touch screen on the top. It's got multiple, basically unlimited input. You can tell it any pressure from 500 PSI to 45,000 PSI. You can say any pressure you want for any period of time at any temperature between about 4 degrees centigrade and boiling 100 degrees. You can put that in there. The older model, which we sold up to last year, had a limit of 99 protocols, and that was it. The newer model has an unlimited number of protocols, but more importantly ever, it has a USB port. Because it's computer-driven, there's now a downloadable capability. The customer can now see everything that happens to their sample under pressure, and they can capture that and download it to the USB port onto a hard drive or onto a thumb drive. And this has never happened before. We showed this instrument to several of our customers a year ago when it first came out, and these are multi-billion dollar customers. One of them said, my gosh, this is exactly what we hoped you would do. This is what we've been waiting for. They took us by the hand. They worked with us over the course of 2017, right up until December. We had 6, 7, or 8 different renditions of software, generations of software. Finally, we got the software to where this billion-dollar multinational company with multiple sites around the world was happy with it, and they wanted us to bring it to the point where the software would be what you call GMP, Good Manufacturing Practices Compliant, so that when the FDA comes in to inspect them, when other agencies come in to inspect them, they can say the software and the hardware are all compliant with the practices and protocols of good manufacturing. And so we got to that point. It was an amazing point for us. It has opened up huge doors for us. And again, we believe we'll see that in 2018. That company alone, that one company alone, has already in the last 3 months purchased 4 instruments. They had one instrument prior to that for the previous 3 or 4 years. They could use it in a limited number of aspects. But now that our machine, now that the instrument and the software is GMP compliant, they can use it throughout the entire life cycle of developing a drug. So everywhere from the beginning of finding what the target is or what the molecule is, to developing the drug, to quality controlling the drug, because now they have a downloadable capability and they have all the records there for FDA or other agencies to see. Very exciting for us. Our new instrument, we think, is going to be much better in terms of its ability to sell than the older instrument because of all of these new bells and whistles. So yes, that on top of everything else makes us think, boy, we're really excited about 2018.
You've been listening to Rick Schumacher, CEO and president of Pressure Biosciences, Inc. I think they've turned the corner here. You might want to take a look at their stock. It trades on the OTCQB, ticker symbol PBIO. Rick, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate out there to the listeners?
No, I appreciate those who are listening who are investors. It's been a rough time. We don't control the price of the stock. We can only control the successes and accomplishments of the company. I'm very proud of my team. We made a number of moves ahead in 2017. We've set ourselves up, we think, for a great, potentially a great 2018. So I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this, and I look forward to the next invite.
Thanks very much for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. Hopefully you'll come back in 30 to 40 days and give us an update.
Very good. Have a good day. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.